It's time for It's the Law on the Wrap. That groovy music signifies that we've got another show, the third in our strand about employment law. And this time, Stephanie's sitting here prepared to tell us all about the always divisive issue of working on what used to be called the day of rest, Sunday. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Susan.
Still a day of rest in Switzerland.
A day of God.
A day of nothing but do your sport, which is great.
Well, it was actually prohibited, or it is still prohibited, to work on Sundays because people are supposed to go to church. That is the idea of the prohibition of Sunday work.
And nobody's actually balking at that, are they? Because nobody's actually, fewer people are going to church. But we still have that prohibition.
The prohibition still exists, but there are possibilities to work now on a Sunday. An employer can be granted an authorization to have people working in his premises on a Sunday. Now there are certain.
But what does the law say? Right now, it's not allowed.
The law says it's not allowed. Exception, exception, exception. And one of the exceptions is that the employer has to prove that he's got essential needs, technical or economical reasons, to have people coming on a Sunday. But then he will have to be granted an authorization by the Federation, the Confederation by Switzerland. Now, if you have an urgent need, for an employer has to have suddenly on one Sunday somebody coming on, then he'll only have to ask the canton. Here we see again the two levels which we have spoken about before, federal level and cantonal level.
I'm already thinking it's going to be a long process before you get that exception.
Especially if you've got an urgent need and you need it immediately before you get the authorization.
Define your urgent need and wait 5 years.
It could be like that. Now, some workers do not need authorizations, or some premises or offices do not need. Typically, I mean, hospitals do not need an authorization. Animal care, tourism, journalism, entertainment, transportation, agriculture does not need an authorization. They can just have people working in.
And you work Sundays, I'm sure.
No, I don't.
Out of the office, at your laptop, over your brief. Now, what about consensual Sunday employment?
Well, consensual, no. But if an employee has to come in on a Sunday, he cannot be obliged to do it. He has to give his consent to do it, definitely.
But usually, you know, the cosh is over your head. If you don't come in, you're gone. They'll find some sort of pretext to fire you.
That would be a retaliation termination, and it could lead to high indemnities for the employer. So, because it's a right of the employee to refuse Sunday work, in particular if you've got a family, because employees with families are highly protected.
So you can stand up to your employer if you're asked to work on Sundays and just flat out say no, and be prepared to take it to court if suddenly he doesn't smile at you anymore in the corridor. And
you could. You would have it. If he cannot prove that he's got an authorization to make you work and that it's not an urgent need, you could actually refuse to come on a Sunday.
Now, if you do come in on a Sunday, should you expect special compensation?
Definitely. If you come in on a Sunday on a temporary occasion, you are entitled to have a 50% uplift of your ordinary daily salary.
I like that. A 50% uplift, please. I'd almost want double, though, wouldn't you? But no, double. It's 50%.
Let's not be greedy. 50% okay, is quite good.
Yeah, I guess, you know, an extra 50% is always welcome.
And then the other option or other solution you have to have is that you are entitled to have one Sunday off from work at least once every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks? What's the point, then, of teeing someone up to be the Sunday worker? So every other week?
This is typically a rule is to avoid that some employees only work on Sundays. So they oblige them to have a family and daily Sunday rest.
But if you put your hand up and said, it suits me, you know, my partner works Monday through Friday, I want to get away from the kids, it really suits me to be working on a Sunday, you could volunteer and law wouldn't come crashing down on you.
Definitely not.
So you could do a separate little side agreement with your employer.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And the authorities actually close their eyes and are very very good in accepting that a lot of people do that, because for economical reasons, it is always more interesting probably for some workers to work on a Sunday.
Yeah. What else do we need to know about Sunday work?
And the other thing is, if you work less than 5 hours on a Sunday, then you are compensated only 5 hours. But if you work, for example, 6 hours on a Sunday, then you are compensated 24 hours. So it's good to keep in mind that.
And what about opening a store on Sunday, does that get down to another level of regulation?
Definitely. It's something completely different. It's not because you've got an authorization for your employees to come and work that you can still open a store. You'll have to go through a totally different process and regulations and obtain authorization of the regulation of commerce to be able to open a store. And then you'll need a second set of granting of authorizations to have your employees come and work into it.
So count on 20 years for the whole process from
probably.
Start to start.
Okay.
Thank
so
you so much.
So keep on going to church. That's the whole story.
Thank you. So go to church. Don't open your store. Okay, get back in the pew. All right, Stephanie, so next week we are going to talk about what? That's the end of our three shows on employment law in Switzerland. What are we going to talk into next week?
I think we're going to start immigration.
Immigration. Hot issue. Lots happening in that little dossier. That is It's the Law for now. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Susan.